Gerhard Ace is a journalist with Farmers Weekly, joining us on the line from his office there in Joburg, just to give us a little bit of an insight into what has been going on in the world of agriculture over this last week, and also what the team has been working on for the next edition. Gerhard, welcome.
Sabrina, thank you for having us again.
Lovely as always. And Gerhard, what have you been keeping yourself busy with?
Well, Sabrina, as always in agriculture, it seems to be busy. People just think farmers stand around. Apparently, it isn't the case. But yes, one of our key stories this week is expose we're doing, actually dedicating two pages to a new story, and that is about the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries competition for Female Entrepreneur of the Year, Female Farmer. And we are investigating one of the winners, and who's under investigation by the NSPCA for contravening the Animal Protection Act. So I urge readers to go and have a look at that. It's an interesting story, and there's a lot of repercussions, you know, the way people get chosen or why some people get chosen above others, and what does it mean if someone receives prize money and there are other people that are more deserving. So I think we just should go and have a look at that.
So, Gerhard, just a bit of clarity on that one. This is the recent, I mean, it was end of August that this announcement was made. So it's one of these winners.
So yes, it's the end of August winners, and one of the winners are currently being investigated by various people. So there's a lot of allegations doing the rounds, but there's a whole cloud hanging over criteria for choosing and over the winner herself.
Yeah, and really not a good thing for what is supposed to be a positive, good story in agriculture.
Definitely.
I mean, how is it that they were chosen?
Yeah, but I think the story will unfold in the next couple of weeks. We'll do a lot of follow-ups, and I think that readers can see what was going on and what is going to change within that competition.
Definitely, definitely something to keep an eye on there.
And then another story we've got is the Congress of the World Veterinary Poultry Association was held in Cape Town. And as the headline says of the story, free range is not always the best, says experts. And I think with consumers obviously buying for something that they feel is more natural and healthier, one would think, why is free range not a better option? But yeah, the article looks at free range animals being more vulnerable to disease and input costs being higher for collecting eggs and a range of things like that, and all coming from veterinarians. Then the next story is about the National Stock Theft Prevention Forum. It seems South Africa has had a massive upsurge in livestock theft. And the Stock Theft Prevention Forum are going to use social media to combat this crime. And what they're going to do, they're going to just create a platform. You know, if people see something maybe like animals are being moved at night, you can report it and then maybe the police can investigate. And obviously this is an issue that affects a lot of farmers, especially small stock farmers.
I actually spoke to Willie Clack this week, chairperson of the National Stock Theft Prevention Forum as well. They had a great success in Nigel this week, where they actually, you know, they'd almost laid in wait, the police also being applauded for going beyond the call of duty to catch these guys. But the cruelty, the barbarism over there,
yeah.
I mean, the scenes that these farmers are being confronted with on a daily basis, we need to get awareness around it. We need to improve awareness in the same way as has been done, for example, with rhino poaching. As soon as you get the public behind you, more can be done, more resource allocation, the more will and buy-in from authorities, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think political will play a massive role in that.
Gerhard, maybe I can ask you now to give us a little bit of an insight into what you've been doing on the feature side of things.
Yes, so I think something interesting, Peter O'Halloran gives tax advice every week in Farmers Weekly. And this week he's looking at retiring to a farm. You know, a lot of people want to. I think I want to do that. And then he's looking just at capital expenses and how you must plan. And he's saying you can retire on a farm, but planning is essential. And that's an interesting article. Then we also have a bottom line where Johan Steyn from Blue Goat South Africa talks about the Blue Goat industry. And that's three pages dedicated just to that, looking at how it can add to up-and-coming farmers, how they're industry is influenced by imports of goats from Namibia, which is happening quite a lot, and how our farmers are influenced by that. And just how 430,000 families in South Africa own goats, but they are not making a commercial profit from it. So that is quite an interesting read. And then there's a nice article by one of our journalists, Dennis Creel, talking about how consumers are calling the shots overseas and in South Africa. And this is a study that was done in the UK, and how consumers there are moving to smaller shops and shopping closer to home and doing their shopping in one or two or three shops and not going to larger supermarkets. And then it also looks at how the trends in South Africa are going, because, you know, South Africa, our consumers are having more power than they used to have, and having more of an influence.
And this is concepts like your slow food movement, your proudly homegrown type.
Definitely.
Concepts, all of those are starting
free
to
free range.
Yes, yes. Consumers, at the end of the day, are going to be the ones calling the shots. And
yes,
a lot of our farmers are adapting to that already.
But it's quite interesting to see the change that's happening and how it's influencing. I know the Red Meat Producers Organization have been looking at the grading of meat for a long while now. And I think consumers also play a role.
Carrot, that sounds to me, again, as always, like really some very interesting reading. That expose about the DAF Female Entrepreneur Awards, very interesting reading there. And you know, as always, the features giving you some lovely food for thought, quite literally this time around. Lovely to hear from you guys and just get a real feel for what's going on in the world of agriculture. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Sabrina.